To clarify Buddha's statement, defilements are superficial, the nature of the mind is clear light, in combination with Tantra. I will cite the Magical Array Tantra, which is a section in the repetition of the names of Manjushri Tantra. The perfect Buddhas arise from A. A is the supreme of letters. From among the four meanings I just listed, I will give a general explanation of this statement. The letter A is a negative particle in Sanskrit. It indicates emptiness, which is the absence or negation of inherent existence. When the Magical Array Tantra says that the perfect Buddhas arise from A, this means that the Buddhas dawn from within the noumenal sphere of emptiness, or, put another way, the Buddhas dawn from within meditating on the emptiness of inherent existence. Through meditation, defilements are extinguished in the noumenal sphere of reality, which is the emptiness of inherent existence. Emptiness, symbolized by A, is the supreme topic, and therefore, the Magical Array Tantra says A is the supreme of letters. Also, from the viewpoint of highest yoga tantra, the letter A refers to the indestructible drop within which a Buddha body is achieved. In highest yoga tantra, Buddhahood arises by concentratedly focusing on the indestructible drop at the heart center. The final body of a Buddha has the nature of the indestructible drop. This adds to our understanding of the statement that the perfect Buddhas arise from the letter A. What is the indestructible drop? It is the union of the very subtle wind and the very subtle mind. Mind knows objects, whereas wind, or inner energy, causes consciousness to engage objects. Since this is the case, with a union of wind and mind, there are changes in consciousness. Consciousness is non-physical. It does not have a color or shape or the obstructive quality of physical things. Its entity is mere luminosity and cognition. And when it meets with certain conditions, such as when an object is present and a sense faculty is functioning properly, it reflects that object. That the mind changes from moment to moment and appears in different aspects indicates that the mind operates under the influence of causes and conditions. A mind arises in dependence upon a former mind of similar type, which requires that there has been an earlier, beginningless continuum of mind. If the production of a mind did not need to depend upon former moments of mind, but could just be produced causelessly, then a mind could be produced anywhere and anytime, which is absurd. Similarly, if consciousness was not produced as a continuation of a former entity of consciousness, and instead were produced from something physical, either it would always, absurdly, be produced, or it would never be produced, which is also absurd. This indicates that consciousness is a continuation of a former entity of consciousness.